Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Moran applying the tag. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Groat moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Groat scores. White moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boyer. Hickman moves to third. Moran moves to second. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hickman tags and scores. Moran tags and moves to third. One out. It's Mets, 1, Cardinals, 1. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moran tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Musial moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Mutual moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Cisco Mutual scores. Boyer moves to third. Altman moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive towards short. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Don Rowe now pitching. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Don Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields the ball and throws to Simmons covering. Safe. Pearsall scores. Neal moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sherry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Boyer reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Tim McCarver. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Oliver now catching. Don Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowe strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. Cook bunts towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Javier covering, for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Hickman is walked intentionally. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Poole fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Kurt Simmons. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Botten now pitching. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sherry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Pearsall hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Duke Snider now playing left field. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dal Maxville pinch runs for Dick Groat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maxville moves to second. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxville scores. White moves to second. It's Mets, 4, Cardinals, 4. Charlie James pinch hits for George Altman. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Duke Carmel now playing right field. Charlie James now playing left field. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Botta fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.